USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and Republican House lawmakers are going to be meeting today to discuss immigration. That as criticism is growing to a fever pitch over the administration's zero-tolerance policy at the border and its continued separation of children from their parents. A White House spokeswoman, though, this morning continued to defend that policy, Mercedes Schlapp telling reporters,
"We have two House bills going through Congress. This is an opportunity that would close these legal loopholes as well as secure the border wall funding and also take care of the DACA issue. The president has come up with a very strong compromise when it comes to this issue and a generous one in terms of immigration reform, and it's time for the Democrats to come to the table."
President Trump now planning to slap yet more tariffs on Chinese goods, on another 200 billion of them. The Chinese saying they're disappointed but will retaliate. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Trump saying making plans to add a space force to the U.S. military
is not only a matter of national identity, but a matter of national security.
The president speaking during a meeting yesterday at the White House of the National Space Council, saying he has ordered the Pentagon
to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a space force as the sixth branch of the armed forces.
Down here on Earth, President Trump is moving to hit China with yet more tariffs, ordering his trade office to look for $200 billion worth of products for additional tariffs at a rate of 10%, saying the new sanctions are aimed at, again, trying to get China to change what he sees as unfair trade practices. The Commerce Department saying housing starts in May came in at an annualized rate of 1.35 million, stronger than industry analysts had predicted. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In case you've been wondering, the Kilauea volcano is still erupting on Hawaii's Big Island. Lava that's been flowing now for more than a month has formed a massive river of 2,100-degree molten rock that is traveling to the sea. The lava's been getting hotter, causing it to flow much faster than those first eruptions in May. And hundreds of homes have now been destroyed, and volcanic fog containing dangerous acid is still a big threat in some areas. The city of Charleston, South Carolina, is considering issuing an apology for its role in slavery. The city council is today to discuss that proposal, which notes the city's past regulation and support of human bondage. The National Park Service claims that 40% of Africans sold as slaves in North America came through Charleston. Discussion of the proposal coming on what is known as Juneteenth, an annual holiday marking the final end of slavery in the United States in 1865. And last night was the MTV Movie and TV Awards, and Black Panther was the big winner, the film snagging four awards, including Best Movie. Black Panther also scored Best Hero, Best Villain, and Best Performance in a Movie. The big winner for TV was the Netflix series Stranger Things, which picked up Best Show, Best Performance in a Show, Best Musical Moment, and Most Frightened Performance. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.